Envy is destroying your relationship with God. It is ruining your life. And see, I would know because I am a master sinner in the category of envy. In fact, I would say I have a PhD in envy. So I have tasted its bitterness. I have seen how it's ravaged my life. And this morning, God revealed to me the antidote to envy. But not only that, how you could basically say that every sin is envy. I will show you how that's the case and how to completely overcome it in your life so that you can experience the joy of the Lord. I'm recording this during the season of Advent and Christmas. By the way, happy future Merry Christmas, so that you can experience the joy that God wants to give you right now, and you can envy no more. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. The first thing to talk about is this curious Bible passage. So this is biblical, where it says, through the envy of the devil, death came into the world. And I've heard that and I thought, why is that? That's such a weird sin. Why wasn't through some other sin, through the lust of the devil, through the anger, through the gluttony? But it says, through the envy of the devil, death entered the world. And if the devil is the father of all sin, the father of all evil, therefore, you could say that in some ways, there's an intimate relationship between envy and every other sin. So we see through that, it's like a hint. It's revealing to us a puzzle piece, something that's behind all of it is envy. And so I want to go through the seven deadly sins using my favorite acronym, Las Vegas: lust, anger, sloth, vanity, envy, gluttony, avarice, sin. Literally the city of sin. We're going to go through each of these. Now, first of all, I want to talk about envy as a type of grasping for what's in front of you. First, lust in the envying or grasping or wanting of someone else's spouse, not your own. Anger as the envy of what's been taken. That's a profound definition of anger. Use it to diffuse anger. Envy at what's been taken from you. Sloth as the envy of comfort. So you want to take comfort and make it your own. Think about that for a second. Vanity as envy of what's beautiful. You want it for you. Envy as grasping at what's in front of you. Gluttony as the envy of food. You don't want that food to be on the plate. You want it to be in your stomach. Think about that for a moment. And avarice as the envy of money, grasping at the money that's in front of you. Now, if you think about all of those sins, behind that envy is fear. So if we go back to the idea as the envy of the devil is what allowed death to enter, typically I don't, and you shouldn't normally think of demons or angels or of the devil as having fear, because fear typically belongs to someone who has a physical body. You're afraid because basically it's going to cause you some sort of pain or death. But then if you think about it more deeply, spirits can experience some type of pain. How it is and how we can understand it, it's different than what we normally understand it. And they can also experience a type of death, although it's not in the normal way of thinking of things, because we even seen the book of Revelation where it talks about the second death, the pool of fire that's going to be for the disobedient and for the rebellious angels, that they will taste that second death. So in some ways, perhaps we could say that the devil saw something that he didn't have, the divinity. Perhaps we can say that it was going to be given to humanity through Jesus Christ, and he envied that. There was some sort of fear at, I'm not going to get that. I want that. I want that more than anything. And there's this sort of irony in him grasping at divinity, grasping at perhaps because he thought he was going to experience some sort of pain and not being given it, that then he loses divinity, he loses God, and he then experiences more pain than he can possibly imagine. So with sin, there's always this fear that creates the illusion, so you grasp and you end up losing the very thing that you grasp. Whereas to become a saint, it's the opposite. What's the opposite of fear? Trust. So with being a saint, you trust and you don't grasp, but you give away. Now, why does envy completely destroy our relationship with God? And envy behind every sin, and every sin being basically a different flavor of envy. Now, there's this other scripture that reveals everything here. What this scripture is going to reveal to you is going to blow your mind. First of all, there's a couple. One, that Moses never sees the face of God. He only sees his back. So there's this kind of behindness of God. And then this other scripture somewhere, I'll put it down here, that where the Lord says that I will be your rear guard. Now that scripture is the key to unlocking everything. So right now I'm going to reveal to you my unbelievable drawing ability. Here you are. Okay, that's you. Okay. And see, we think God is in front of us. We want God to be right here. See, okay, these are your eyes. Okay. And we want God to be in front of us, but he's not. God is not in front of you. He's actually in you, or maybe we could better say behind you. So let's imagine that God is right here, behind you. And so when you envy, there is like this grasping to bring to you this way. And when you pull in towards you, you end up blocking God. You're pulling towards you, and God's action, which is this way, it ends up conflicting with him. So on an experiential level, let me describe that. Let's say that I see someone doing better than me, and then I envy. I envy because I perceive that they have some success and some joy that I don't have. So I grasp at that, and I'm sad for them. So instead of giving them joy, instead of being happy for them, I'm sad at their success. And so I try to grasp inward towards me that joy. In doing that, I shut off the joy that's in God. And see, the thing about God is that he's infinite. God is infinite everything. Infinite beauty, infinite wealth, infinite joy, infinite power, infinite everything. But we forget that. And so we forget that if we give out that joy, being happy for other people, that God will flow through us. He will give us more joy to give to that other person and continuously give. That's sort of the thing that we miss. So if we, instead of envying and pulling into us, push away and give, then God behind us and in us will flow out. And since he is an infinite source, we will never endingly be able to give. Now, I want to show how with... I hope you like my drawings, by the way. Now, I want to show how in being a saint that trusts, you can completely diffuse envy. The opposite of lusting, if looking at pornography, you're wanting this other person essentially like a type of spouse. The opposite of that would be to give them to their proper spouse, to want them not for you, but for someone else. So imagine if the opposite of looking at lust or of looking at pornography would be in praying for that person to find their true love. If you do that, God will flow through you to actually help that person find their true spouse. That will make you so beautiful. People will be knocking on your door to be with you because you will radiate this generous beauty that the men and women of the world will want to find you. Even if you lock yourself in your room, they will, like ants that can smell sugar, they will find the sweetness that you now have within you. That should be like a t-shirt line right there. Next one, in anger, envy at what's been taken and instead giving it all away. Think of Jesus, that instead of being angry at what was taken from him, giving it all away, the sense of take more, take more, take more, hit me again, whip me again. And in this sense, it's really perplexing, but it's like you satisfy all justice through all the injustice that you receive. You end up satisfying justice out there so much that, first of all, no one will take anything more from you. There's no more anger. That love flows through you and it radically changes the hearts of the people in front of you. Whereas anger does the opposite. You try to take it out on other people into you, and there's never enough. You can never get enough. You make those people angrier. You feel empty, and nothing ever gets solved. The next one, sloth, envy of comfort. Instead, comforting others to the detriment of your own comfort, making sure everyone outside of you is completely comforting, even though it causes you significant pain. And it will give you what sloth can never, which is true rest. Because when you are being lazy, what do you really want? You want true rest. Does being lazy ever give you true rest? You know the answer. It never does. It never satisfied. It is always disappointing. If when you sleep in, you feel worse than you did before. Vanity in making others more beautiful, in seeking almost obsessively to create beauty in other people, you will then become more beautiful than you can possibly imagine. An example of this is the obvious one of Mother Teresa, someone who anyone could say was not beautiful physically in any way. She was objectively not a beautiful person. But when you look at her, she brought so much beauty to other people who were in such ugliness that she radiated a higher type of beauty to where people sought her out from all over the world. And when you look at her, you can't help but say that she was incredibly beautiful. Now, in envy and doing the opposite and being joyful for other people and allowing the joy for others to flow from God through you to others, it's like a parent that has lots of children and experiences incredible pride in the accomplishment of their children. Their joy, it doesn't decrease. They multiply their success because now it's not just your success, but your success becomes a success of other people. A similar effect is when someone loves a sports team. You didn't score a touchdown, they did. But you appropriate their success as if it was yours, and your joy for them multiplies so much so that, you know, people after a sports team winning a Super Bowl, they create this chaotic joy. They go and mob the whole city because the joy of a team winning just fills you, even though you didn't do a single thing. In gluttony, the opposite of that would be fasting. When you give that, instead of envying the food and wanting it in you, and instead say, no, I'm giving it out. I want less of it. Interestingly enough, God gives you a higher bread. This is the Eucharist, obviously, but along with that, what Jesus says, I have bread that you don't know of. It's doing the will of the Father. This emptying of yourself, you experience this being fed from God in an incredibly palpable way. Lastly, in avarice, in giving your wealth away, you become richer than you can possibly imagine. And for this, I have to give you two secular examples. So actually, four secular examples. So first, in YouTube, the most popular YouTube channel, the YouTube channel with the most subscribers is Mr. Beast. Mr. Beast became the most popular YouTube channel because he makes his videos all about giving money away. The more money he gives, the more views he gets, the richer he becomes, the more money he gives. It's this never-ending process of giving, giving, giving. So even though he may be doing it for, I don't know what, for what motives he's doing it, but the formula works. The more he gives, the more he receives. It's like the more generous he is, he draws like a magnet God's own generosity, and God gives him more, and then he gives it again away to who knows who in these incredible stunts that everyone wants to watch. It's an incredible phenomena that we should look at and think, what's going on there? The other examples would be Google and Amazon. The more that Google gives out information, the richer they become. It's the same cycle and the same with Amazon. If you look at that, Amazon, in a certain sense, whether it's good or bad, I don't know, but it's simply what they do. The more they enrich other people, giving out, like flooding the world with stuff, they end up becoming the richest, one of the richest companies in the world. So we see from this that when we understand that God is in us or behind us, that He is our rear guard, if we trust that He's infinite and we give away in all those different categories and trust that He has significantly more to give us, we will become rich in this spiritual sense and even in material sense more than we can possibly imagine. Whereas if we give into fear, just like Satan, and we take anger, sloth, vanity, envy, gluttony, avarice, we will become poor beyond our wildest nightmares. My friends, I hope this video has helped you. I hope that it has unlocked in you the secret to conquer envy and all of the other sins that come from it. If this has helped you, please subscribe and like and support this channel through Buy Me a Coffee. I'll see you in the next one.